discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, welcome. This is episode 64 of French Your Way podcast. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. I'm Jessica, I'm your host. I created French Your Way podcast to help you brush up some grammar and vocabulary notions of French and to help you get an insight about the language, maybe in a way that is a little bit different from conventional learning. I also love pointing out common mistakes and common false friends that sometimes confuse learners of French like you. And I will start today's episode with a review about this podcast that has been submitted to iTunes. You're welcome to do the same, and maybe I will read your review one day. And this review was submitted by Dale from Virginia in the US. I traveled to Virginia a long time ago, but when I was 18, and yes, had a great time in the US. So hi to all of you American people. So Dale says, this podcast and Jessica's accompanying French Voices podcast, because I have two podcasts actually, this French Voices podcast, are gifts to the world. Wow, thanks Dale, that is a really, really high compliment. Completely free and a wonderful tool to expand your capabilities. Jessica is so easy to listen to, and the collection of tips in French Your Way have added significantly to my understanding of the language. Bravo, Jessica. Well, bravo, Dale, for keeping up with the podcast and for having improved in French. I'm glad you did, and I'm glad that my my tips and explanations helped you. Really, I am. So today, we're going to do a bit of vocabulary among the last few months. We've seen different types of expressions with animals, with food, with colors. And today I would like to do some expressions with body parts. Some of them will be very easy to understand because they will use a similar image to what English language uses, but then it will be easier for you to memorize. And for some of them, I also have a bit of the history and story behind this expression. Don't forget that you can find all these expressions written in French in the show notes if you want to see how they are written or if you need a refresh. And we will start with avoir la tête en l'air. Avoir la tête en l'air, so to have the head in the air. Can you try to think of an expression that would be similar? What happens if you have your head in the air? You are absent-minded, avoir la tête en l'air. We can also say, like it's a similar idea, avoir la tête dans la lune, so to have the head in the moon, or dans les nuages, now in the clouds. In both ways, it's quite poetic. Avoir la tête dans la lune or dans les nuages means to daydream. So it's a bit similar to be absent-minded, in the sense that you're not quite there, you're not quite present. In the contrary, avoir la tête sur les épaules. Les épaules are the shoulders. You may find that word, if you're reading, you're at a restaurant and you're reading the menu for a pizza, and one of the toppings is épaule. That's actually ham, and because it comes from the shoulder of the animal. Avoir la tête sur les épaules is to be firmly grounded, to be realistic and pragmatic. It's the opposite of avoir la tête dans la lune, because your head, it works more efficiently if it's on your shoulders. By the way, notice that in these expressions, I've used the definite article, avoir la tête dans la lune, avoir la tête sur les épaules, when in English, we probably say to have like one's head on one's shoulder. I have my head on my shoulder. So you will use a possessive adjective. So my, your, his, her, he has his head on his shoulders. In French, we use the definite article. So le, la, or les. Avoir la tête sur les épaules. And to find out more about that, because I had already done a podcast episode to explain why and to give examples, refer to episode 26 of French Your Way podcast. It's called Aches, Pains and Broken Bones. So I do talk about the body. So go have a listen to it, episode 26. Next, arriver comme un cheveu sur la soupe. Arriver comme un cheveu sur la soupe. Literally, to arrive like a hair on the soup. What do you think it could mean? Well, a hair on the soup is never a very welcome. Finding a hair on the soup is never a very welcome surprise. So it's to come at the worst possible moment. Still an expression with cheveux, which is not pronounced chevaux, because the O is for horses. Cheveux, like deux, un, deux, trois, quatre. And actually, couper les cheveux en quatre. So to cut the hair in four bits. It's similar image in English. It's to split hairs, to give oneself a lot of trouble for nothing. Maybe when you are a bit too perfectionist or too worried about the details. Couper les cheveux en quatre. Être tiré par les cheveux. Être tiré par les cheveux. So to be pulled by the hair. When you pull the hair, you try to stretch even beyond your body. That's to be a bit far stretched, to be a bit exaggerated. Avoir, être tiré par les cheveux. Lots of expression with cheveux. I found, and I've listed some expressions that are very common, so they're easily reusable. You can try to fit them in a conversation with a French person and see how they will react. Avoir un cheveu sur la langue. Avoir un cheveu sur la langue. So la langue is the language or the tongue, right? To have a hair on the tongue. It means to lisp. I didn't know this word until I had to find it for you, or to have a lisp. Yeah, for example, when instead of bonjour, je m'appelle Jessica, you're going to say bonjour, je m'appelle Jessica. So you have a little problem with the place of articulation that's linked to your tongue. Now, shifting body part, œil. Œil, and the plural is yeux. Un œil, des yeux, so that's an eye and eyes. When you say mon œil, it's like my foot. Yeah, sure, I don't believe you. Mon œil. And the plural, I told you, was yeux. Ne pas avoir froid aux yeux. Par exemple, il n'a pas froid aux yeux. Il n'a pas froid aux yeux. So not to have cold eyes. It means to be really brave, to have a lot of courage, or to be very daring as well. Oh, il n'a pas froid aux yeux. He's very brave, he's very daring, and not shy. Coûter les yeux de la tête. So when it costs the eyes from your head. Oh, coûter un rein. When something costs a kidney, that means it is awfully expensive. In English, you would say it costs an arm and a leg. Les yeux de la tête, yeah, you don't generally sell your eyes. But coupé un rein, I do wonder whether it comes from live organ donor, you know, illegal traffic. I think it is very possible. Still with yeux, avoir les yeux plus gros que le ventre. Avoir les yeux plus gros que le ventre. same as in English, to have eyes bigger than one's stomach. So to bite off more that you can chew. So notice that ventre is used very often in French. We say ventre for belly, tummy, stomach, bowels, everything that's around this area. But in English, you'll be more specific. You will say stomach, where we really only use a stomach, so estomac, for like heartburn, or it's really, really referring to the organ. It's almost medical and scientific, where ventre is just the common way of designing every like ache or pain that you can have in this area. When you have a stage fright, you can have a mal au ventre as well. When you have constipation, we also say mal au ventre. When you have painful like periods, menstruating, you can also say mal au ventre, because it's all in the same area, so we don't detail that much. À vue d'œil, so literally from the sight of the eye. So it's like just approximately, if I judge to the naked eye. So for example, you are supposed to like assess the size of the person. You say, à vue d'œil, 1m50. So just like that, by looking, I would say like 1m50. We also have à vue de nez, so the sight of your nose also means approximately. So here we're referring to the flair, so the intuition. Le nez is often a substitute for the intuition. Maybe I'm just thinking as I'm talking because of the sleuth, like the dogs for the detectives. And so, à vue de nez is approximately, so, à vue de nez, 1m50. So, again, approximately 1m50. Être né avec une cuillère en argent dans la bouche. So, to be born with a silver spoon in the mouth. Or, avoir une cuillère en argent dans la bouche. To have a silver spoon in the mouth. I think it is the same image in English. So that means to be very well off, not to have to, like, to be born in a family when you don't have to worry about like financial problems. The origin of this expression is simply to make reference to the fact that at a certain time, when you had cutlery or what is it called, like kitchenware made of pure silver, that meant you were very wealthy, well off, so you didn't have any income problem. So it was the symbol of a like certain status, social status, and a financial security that was given to you from birth. So yes, this expression is not difficult. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about the origin of this expression. Now, avoir quelque chose, or avoir un mot sur le bout de la langue. So to have something, or to have a word on the tip of your tongue. I think again, same expression in English. So it means it's just like what is it called already? Like I know it's like it. So close to coming, but you just forget in the moment when you need to use the word, what that word is. Continue with langue. Donner sa langue au chat. Donner sa langue au chat. I like that one. We use it a lot when we're playing games or riddles. Donner sa langue au chat is to give one's tongue to the cat. It means to give up on a question or a riddle. And actually, before, so a long time ago, people would say to throw one's tongue to the dog, because So it had a pejorative or like a negative connotation to it, because at the time you would only throw the leftovers or what you didn't want to the dogs. So jeter sa langue au chien, to throw one's tongue to the dogs, meant that you didn't want to bother looking for the answer to the question anymore. And gradually, the expression evolved, shifted a little bit to become donner sa langue au chat. So this time, you don't throw, you give, and you give your tongue to the cat, not to the dog. Why? Because in the 19th century, the cat was considered as the keeper of secrets. So his words would be of a considerable value. So that's why it's become, the sense is a bit less, it's less pejorative, and you can use it without any problem now. Langue again, ne pas avoir sa langue dans sa poche, so not to have one's tongue in one's pocket. If your tongue is not in your pocket, that means it's in your mouth and you use it, and you use it a lot. So it's to never be at loss for words. So that means you just have a tendency to speak very easily and with everyone. Especially use it to say that a person has a good sense of replying, of firing back, or of talking about things that is not their own business as well, like for example kids. Last expression for today would be avoir une dent contre quelqu'un. To have a tooth against someone. Can you guess what the equivalent would be in English? Avoir une dent contre quelqu'un. So it's to hold something against somebody. So to have a grudge against somebody. Because teeth are, they represent like aggressiveness. Because like you can bite someone. So avoir une dent contre quelqu'un, it's to be resentful, to be bitter about something. I hope you will remember some of these expressions, and that at least you had fun and you found it interesting to listen to them. Now, in the review that I read at the beginning, I mentioned... Dale also mentioned my other podcast, which is a French Voices podcast. French Voices podcast is a series of interviews that I release every 1st and 15th of the month. And so it is, I interview native French speakers that come from all over the world, and we talk about their passion or their profession, sometimes their lifestyle. So it's a good opportunity for you to be exposed to French language, as it is really, really spoken, because we don't slow down or over-articulate for you. So it's more from upper intermediate and advanced students. However, to support your comprehension and to help you reach and like be pushed up to a higher level of understanding with your oral skills, I do provide the transcription, the full transcription of the interview. It's accessible, available for free. So if you feel that you would like to work more on your French while waiting for the next episode of our French Away podcast, please check it out as well. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.